Hello and welcome to the Breeders' Cup preview as we take a look and focus on the filly and mare sprint. Early morning line odds, which we have in front of us, and list of contenders in here that are dual entered. There are a lot that are going to be in this filly and mare sprint that could potentially go longer in some different spots. But you're going to see Covfefe at 5-2 on the morning line, the early morning line that is. Come Dancing at 3-1, Spice Perfection 4-1, Gurwana is going to be 5-1, and then you're going to get a list of higher odd horses in Selkirk at 10-1, Minute to Stardom at 12-1. You're also going to see Lady Ninja at 12-1, and then some even bigger prices with Bellafina and Heaven Has My Nikki at 30-1. Now, some of these horses may run, some of them may not. But again, when you're taking a look at this race, you have to take a look at the big two in here with Covfefe and Come Dancing.
Yeah, you definitely have to. Come Dancing actually went off as the favorite over Midnight Bizou on Belmont Stakes Day. Covfefe, you just think of the test, that very, very gutsy effort. And I was totally against Covfefe in the test. So that Covfefe completely proved me wrong there. And you go down towards the bottom of the list, maybe interesting to see where Bellafina is placed. But Bellafina, again, only wins in California. It's not one outside of the state of California. Now they're going to run in California. You're getting a huge price. No matter where Bellafina goes, you're going to get a price. And the horse runs well in California. Gurwana, we're seeing tweets that she's not going to run at all. They're going to take time off with Gurwana. So that's going to open up the odds just a little bit. But obviously, Covfefe, I think, is the horse to beat. I just keep thinking of the test run and the runs we saw at Churchill Downs. But Come Dancing, again, is a absolute monster as well. Spice Perfection at 4-1, won a Thoroughbred Club at Keeneland, won the Madison at Keeneland, and also the La Brea at Santa Anita. So Spice Perfection at 4-1 for Peter Miller, obviously a horse that people are going to look at. Selkirk for John Sadler, was second in the stakes race behind Lady Ninja, who's a huge price at the morning line, or going to be probably a huge price. That is 12-1 right now is Lady Ninja, so and fourth in the Beholder. So I think there are some prices in here that could be live, but obviously Come Dancing and Covfefe are going to get the highlights in here.
Yeah, looking past the two favorites in Covfefe and Come Dancing, you take a look at like a horse like Minute to Stardom, right? 12-1 on the early morning line, really, really speedy. Maybe not a horse you take a look at as far as a win can in here, but as far as the X factor with speed, because Covfefe, we know, has a ton of speed. She always is a horse that has been able to run extreme fractions. She did so against Serengeti Empress in the test that you just talked about. Maybe Minute to Stardom apply some pressure. Maybe it sets up for Come Dancing, who is going to be sitting just behind those. Spice Perfection is another horse that likes to be fourly placed but doesn't need the lead. Like you said, Gurwana most likely will not run in this spot. Selkirk is a horse that likes to be fourly placed. And then you take a look at the longer shots in here. Bellafina, she won't be too far off. She'll probably be fifth or sixth in this race as far as going down the backstretch. But again, it all comes down to pace. We've seen this before. We saw this with Unique Bella, where they thought she was a cinch in the filly and mare sprint. And we saw astronomical prices, I believe, that year with Amiz Mesa and the winner Bar of Gold coming from Preps and Presque Isle. So while you want to take a look at Covfefe at 5-2 and you want to take a look at Come Dancing at 3-1, and they're probably going to get bet down even more than that, I have to believe that there are going to be some other horses that will make some noise in this spot. Like you said, maybe it is Spice Perfection off that grade two win at Keeneland, or maybe a horse that's even higher priced in here. I respect both Covfefe and Come Dancing. They're deserved favorites in here. Come Dancing, winner of four of the last five. Her only blemish is in the is to Midnight Bizou in the Ogden's Fifth. So she's one that you have to respect going out for the Carlos Martin Barn. And Javier Castellano is going to be aboard. So, a very interesting race. If you had to choose one of the long shots that potentially goes with Covfefe and Come Dancing, what were your thoughts on that?
I thought Dawn the Destroyer at 20-1 for Kieran McLaughlin. If you watch the replay, the Ballerina this year, where the horse finished second, I thought that was a very, very good effort there. That was a deep competitive field on Travers Day in the Ballerina. So, if you're looking for a price in here, I want to say Bellafina, one, because the horse is great in California, but probably Dawn of Destroyer, because again, that Ballerina was very good, and then the horse ran second at Keeneland most recently. So at 20-1 on this early morning line, I think the Kieran runner is interesting as well. And then probably Minute to Stardom, I think at 12-1 is a very fair horse. The winner of the Honorable Miss, and as you said, a nice second behind Come Dancing at Belmont. So those would be my two right now on these early morning lines at a price that I would definitely use underneath probably Come Dancing.
Yeah, a lot still to shape up before post time, but those are our thoughts in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. Good luck.